Hey everybody, do you know what's about to happen? I do.
It's a Tiny Tight Show, what you know about pro wrestling. Tune in, get a lesson in, a little MMA, got a question, throw it our way, a suggestion. Listen to the podcast with some bomb gas. RVD, no he won't pass, makes me so mad when Big Show sad. I just can't believe the acting, it's the last thing I wanna see. But Mae Young fasting, crashing through a table, you're overreacting, not another stable. Tiny Tight Show, move. Not, don't give a fuck, Chris Benoit. I'm Zach Selleck, Mike Batchelor. Start the show, brother.
And we are live. It is the Tiny Tight Show for the week of April 22nd. I am one half of your tag team champions, Mike Batchelor. Joined with me, as always, my tag team partner.
I'm Zach Selleck, guys. Thanks for listening.
The Tiny Tight Show, where we talk professional wrestling, MMA, with a side of sarcasm and dumbassery. Today's word, dumbassery.
Yeah, Tiny Tights, we just like to chat about pro wrestling, anything current. Mr. Mike Batchelor is intertwined in the Multiverse 5.
That's right. We are the sister show. If WWE is the WWE Universe, we are the pro wrestling multiverse. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not following you, but if you like it, I like it.
Well, you know how they call their fans just the WWE universe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we speak to the pro wrestling multiverse because there's other companies out there besides WWE.
Sure, sounds good to me.
Okay.
But we are the Tiny Tight Show. Let's not get this mixed up with any other hoopla here.
Hoopla, Truth Martini. It's going to be a heavy ROH show. Word broke today that Border Wars, or Global Wars as they're calling it now, the big May 10th show in Toronto, which we will be there in full force, and the New York City show, War of the Worlds, cards came out today for Ring of Honor. And the Toronto one's okay, not that great. A lot of us are disappointed. Zach's happy with it.
I didn't say I was happy with it. I just looked at it quickly, and I didn't know what you were bitching about. So why don't you explain to me what is the problem with it, because I clearly don't understand.
Okay. So go over the card, so as it's been announced so far. So first announcement today was actually amazing. The day started off great. Big announcement, Alex Shelley is going to be in Toronto. Awesome. Alex Shelley making his ROH return. He was a RH, I'd say an original, as part of Generation Next and the Embassy. And as he later, after he left Ring of Honor, went on to be one half of the Motor City Machine Guns. So he is part of the tag team of the Time Splitters with Kushida. So they are going to be wrestling at the Toronto Cards. So
I guess in Toronto, they're facing Forever Hooligans. So,
great team.
Alex Kozloff, Ricky Romero. We saw them last time versus Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And Young Bucks, so it's a three-way dance. Sounds like a pretty good match to me. So
I'm hoping that Young Bucks come out full tilt Bullet Club gear, because the other tag team match they announced was the Bullet Club of AJ Styles and Machine Gun Karl Anderson versus New Japan champion Okada and Gato.
Sure. So, well, tell me, what would you have liked to see different? I am still confused on...
It's when they first announced that Ring of Honor was going to be partnering with New Japan, I thought we were going to get dream matches. I thought we were going to get stuff like our boy, Roddy Strong, bro, versus Nakamura, or more one-on-ones, but all the New Japan talent, with the exception of one person, are in just these... self-contained tag matches. It's not what we wanted. Yes, it is cool we get to see them, but I'd rather see them have quality matches on their own, because that's what they're known for.
Okay, see, that's a valid point. It does seem to me like there is a little bit of... but it seems like maybe because there's a lot of people and you have to get them in the show somehow. Could that be a possibility as well?
It could be, but if the whole shit, this show and the New York City show, because what's really pissing New York City show, and that's how they have it billed, they have ROH versus New Japan. Well, that's what these two shows should have been. They could have just switched it up. Like, they could have started some stuff on this week and then next week follow it up.
Okay, well, let me see here. I'm going to call up the New York thing. Is there more singles matches?
It's all singles matches.
It's all singles matches.
It's all singles, the majority.
So who is Nakamura facing?
Let's see here.
Okay, so you got Carl Anderson versus Luke Gallows versus the Briscoes. That's a tag match. It's a
great match.
Young Bucks versus Red Dragon, tag match.
Great match.
Okada versus Elgin.
Huge match. And it's a title match, too. It's for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
And then, I don't even see Nakamura on here.
Main event is Cole versus Steen. The winner of Adam Cole versus Kevin Steen versus Jushin Thunder Liger.
So the loser of Steen Cole faces Nakamura.
Yeah. I want that in Toronto, damn it, because we know it's going to be Kevin Steen, because that's the other thing. Kevin Steen's not going to win in Toronto because he's not re-signing his ROH contract. And, he had that WWE tryout. So there's no way in hell he's going to beat Adam Cole. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you there. So, yeah, so it's going to be Nakamura versus Steen at that show.
And that should be in fucking Toronto. Toronto deserves that match, not New York City.
That would be fucking amazing because those are, like, I've only seen that one or two matches from Nakamura, but I could already tell you, like, I like his style and everything. So that would be a fantastic match, Steen versus Nakamura, for sure. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
You can't have it, though, because you have to have the Steen Cole is still pretty cool, especially if Steen is going to be going to WWE or whatever happens to him. That's going to be pretty cool. That's going to be pretty cool fight. Cole versus Steen, that's a pretty cool fight, especially because they're probably going to both move on to bigger and better things in the next couple of years anyway. So
you got Tanahashi versus Bennett, another good one-on-one match. I don't know, man. It feels like we're getting hosed.
I think it's going to be a fucking great time. I can't wait to go. I think we get a lot of great matches. Tag matches can be a lot of fun as well.
Here's the rest of the card as it's been announced for Toronto. So we should go through that too. So for Global Wars in Toronto. So Tanahashi, Jushin Liger versus Nakamura and Jado. AJ Styles, Bullet Club versus Okada and Ghetto. The one ROH versus New Japan match is Watanabe versus Elgin, so that'll be a good match at least. We got, as you mentioned, the three-way junior heavyweight tag team channel match. Standard Ring of Honor matches. We got Jay Lethal with Truth Martini, the newest member of the House of Truth. So we should talk about that a bit because you didn't know that. Versus Tommaso Ciampa, Matt Taven, and your boy Silas Young.
Oh, the real man's man.
Yes, it's going to be a fatal four-way match. So also signed to appear is Briscoes, Bennett, Red Dragon, Decade.
Well, hold up one second. Let's tell the audience why Silas Young is my man. Because I got a screenshot from the last ROH show we went to.
The Maple Leaf Gardens show.
The Maple Leaf Garden show. Silas Young comes out. We got a screenshot of me like yelling at him, and he's yelling at me back. I'm hanging over the railing. It's a great,
Oh yes.
So that's why Mr. Bachelor. No, it wasn't really throwing me under the bus, but calling it out there, saying.
You'd love to yell at Silas Young. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yes, just chirping away.
Hear the ice cream truck, man. Have you heard the ice cream truck? Yeah, that's the first time I heard the ice cream truck, so that's pretty exciting.
Are you going to have to run for ice cream? Are you going to have to do a run-in on the ice cream guy?
Yeah, friggin' stun him. Boom! Give me a friggin' rocket.
Just comes in with all his ice cream. I'm taking this.
Yeah, just all the ice cream, and then he starts chasing me, and I start chucking it at him, just trying to keep him away.
Yeah, doing the whole old school Abdullah the Butcher, just with the ice cream popsicle stick, I'm like boom in the forehead.
That's it. That's all I gotta do.
That's your finisher. That's all you need to do.
That's it.
So I'm excited because we're gonna be nine strong for the first time going to this card.
So, do you actually have confirmation people are going, or?
I got confirmation on 8.
All right. Well, you know, I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. So it's gonna be James, you, me, Sergio, the Wild Man, Dave Mather.
Oh, Dave. Yeah. Hope he's listening. Hoping Sergio's listening right now. All our faithful listener, Sergio. We refer to him as our one listener. So yes. That's just a little inside story we like to share every episode. If you've heard this before, I'm sorry. But you know what? Maybe this is your first time listening to the Tiny Tight Show.
That's right. We're going to have our good friend, Mr. Corey Vitour. We're going to have our good friend, Jason Ward, there too.
You got confirmation on Corey?
Corey said he's coming.
All right.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting because there's going to be some ROH virgins that are going to be deflowered, as it were.
You just look like you have this like grit, like you're doing this. And you got, why? Like why did you get so much satisfaction? I don't get it.
Yes, it's because I turned heel. I got my heel goatee on.
Okay. Okay.
Evil.
You're evil with a goatee.
That's right.
Okay. Okay, so you done ROH yet?
Yeah, I'm done bitching about ROH.
What about the New York show? Are you going to go through it all that?
Yeah, so New York show, so better matches.
Yeah, so this is what Batch would prefer to have in Toronto, apparently. So
yes, this is the show we should have gotten. What else we got? So we got Young Bucks, Red Dragon. We got, as you said, Bullet Club versus the Briscoes. Jay Lethal versus Kushida, Nakamura versus the winner of Adam, or the loser of Kevin Steen versus Adam Cole.
Which we've already established as Kevin Steen.
Be Kevin Steen, so yeah. Tanahashi versus Mike Bennett, and also scheduled is AJ Styles, Jado Ghetto, Forever Hooligans, Watanabe, The Decade, ACH, Matt Taven, and the rest of the roster.
Yeah, so you would prefer to see that. Me, I'm just gonna, since I don't know a lot about the Japanese content, I'm just going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know what? That's all that matters to me, because you know what? Those guys are gonna put on a show for us no matter what. Even though they're in the shitty Ted Reeve Arena, which I complain about every time we talk about it, but I'd rather be at the Maple Leaf Gardens, but it probably costs a lot. I don't know.
I don't mind the Ted Reeve because it's a shithole, but it's our shithole.
Well, you know what? You're not getting the card you want, so maybe if you're in a better venue, you get a better card. Cause,
true enough.
Right?
Yeah.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, I think they're sold out. They're almost sold out on the Toronto show. They had to make more seats. So
yeah, like get a better venue, more historical venue, and just fucking do it. Do it ROH. Pay the money.
Just come to Barrie already so we don't have
to... No, don't come to Barrie. Hold a good show in Toronto with a good venue. And don't cheap out. Don't get the Ted Reeve Arena. Don't cheap out.
Spend some money, Sinclair.
Yeah, you wonder why like your company's not going up or down or nowhere? Boom, that's why. Because you're fucking cheaping out on the Ted Reeve Arena.
So moving on.
You got me all angry for some reason.
You're all
reason.
Fired up now.
You got me all angry about, yeah. I think I get angry about the Ted Reeve every time, though.
Fired up.
WWE News, John Cena, AJ Lee, Dolph Ziggler, Brodus Clay, Fandango, Summer Rae, I don't know who else, Chris Benoit, Moosnock, don't give a fuck, Chris.
Well, we don't really have a lot of reasons to be angry. So how is the new world where Daniel Bryan is champion now?
Is it stale to you? Has it lost its flair, its charm? Has Daniel Bryan lost his shine now that he's achieved the top of the mountain?
Well, I think they're smart keeping him off TV. Well, in a sad way, his dad passed away this week, so he's going to be off TV until Extreme Rules, so...
Oh, so he's taking some time off?
Yeah, I think they're going to give him time off to grieve. Like, that's why he was like got destroyed by Kane at the beginning of Raw this week, just to get him off TV.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. He was pile driving him on the stairs, on the metal stairs. He piled Tombstone, I'm sorry. A tombstone on the stairs, on the announcer's table, on the floor, I believe.
The funny thing with all this is TNA did that 3 weeks ago with Eric Young and Abyss. So now who's copying who? I'm getting confused.
I don't know. I don't know. I think Daniel Bryan, I think maybe lost the shine a little bit. The crowd's still into it, so that's good. They haven't turned their back on him yet. It'll happen eventually. You know, like crowd's probably going to get tired of chanting yes at some point. You think?
I don't think so. They didn't get they never got tired for chanting for Rock or Stone Cold.
Yeah.
The trick with Daniel Bryan is he's always more over when he's the underdog, when he's fighting from underneath. Mm-hmm. So now that he's the man, like, how do you do that? So obviously it makes sense from a booking point of view with him and Kane.
Yeah, the bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a keep that underdog illusion going. Yeah,
All know it's going to be him versus Lesnar eventually.
What do you think? You think that's building up to maybe SummerSlam?
Yeah, I can definitely see that at SummerSlam, because now that Triple H is distracted with Evolution versus The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, you may see a Cesaro-Daniel Bryan feud in between them.
Oh, really? You think so?
I think so. I think they're grooming him now that he's not going to win the Intercontinental title.
Yeah, so did he lose his second match on, or so he lost his match last week?
Yeah, Swagger attacked him, and he lost by countout against RVD. So now the finals are Barrett versus RVD in the tournament.
Oh, damn. Okay. So who do you like, RVD or Barrett?
Barrett.
Okay.
Barrett is next IC champ.
Okay. There was some do you want to go back to the Daniel Bryan thing?
Sure.
So it's not jump all over the place like always. Okay, so they're building him towards Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, where Lesnar takes the title.
I can see it. Daniel Bryan has to get it back.
Okay. So, and the Cesaro feud in between, and what gives you the illusion, other than he's out of the tournament now, that Cesaro is going to be feuding with Bryan?
They're giving him a huge push. And now that he's with Heyman, the number one heel of the company, right? And they're not going to turn him face.
Okay. Those will be some good matches. I would be excited for those. There'll be some good matches.
Yeah, the work rate is definitely going to be elevated.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the Evolution versus Shield feud?
It's been interesting because they've been teasing the breakup of the Shield for a while, so you're really not really sure the point of that, if they just scrap the ideas, or maybe it was all in the plans all along, that whole Seth Rollins thing. It seemed only for a week or something he left. I don't know. So I guess they're not breaking up now, turning face, and they're kind of in betweeners, because they're cutting these real aggressive promos. Like, I saw the promos on the Raw, and Seth Rollins seemed to be very aggressive still. Same with Dean Ambrose. They're kind of like this weird, I don't know, weird face. I don't know how to describe it.
If anybody's turning heel first, it's Ambrose, because I think they may put Roman Reigns eventually in a feud versus Triple H.
I read that online. Did you read that online?
I read that online as well.
So is that where you got that idea?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with it.
I still don't think that Roman Reigns is going to be a great singles guy. I think that Ambrose and Rollins hold him up on the mic department, and I don't see it as a top-notch guy. I don't know. That's just me, so I don't know. I've heard the rumors, Roman Reigns versus Undertaker before it was Lesnar and stuff like that. He did great in the Survivor Series and the Royal Rumble. I don't know. I just still don't see it. I think you can go back, and I think I've been consistent with that.
But the chicks dig him, man.
I guess they do. I guess they do.
Here's the thought. Ambrose turns heel, joins Evolution because he keeps his U.S. title. Where's that tournament?
Tune for Ambrose, yeah. Yeah, I'm on his side.
Every side he's in. Ambrose. Have you seen that internet meme going around?
No.
That Dean Ambrose is the titty master.
Why?
Oh, just someone held up a sign, and then you know how the internet goes. They feed off it, and next thing you know, there's a million different friggin' memes of him titty master. Also, doesn't hurt that he's banging Renee.
Renee Young?
Yeah.
Ambrose is?
Yeah, man.
I thought, I guess Renee, like, she got, like, married right before her WWE job, because I followed her on Instagram because she was on the Score here up in Canada.
Yeah.
And I think she got married right before she got the job, so she must have lost interest real quick around all the big buff bodies.
Good for Ambrose if it is true.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that interview with, what was it, Renee Young and S.H.I.E.L.D. at maybe it was WrestleMania?
Yeah.
It went off script a little bit, improv, and like they're both kind of cracking up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I always find it amusing when Roman calls her baby girl.
What about them using calling them cream puffs?
Yeah, that's not PG.
Did Ambrose said it and then Roman Reigns said it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently on SmackDown, they took out all the guys that were actually attacking the 12 guys. So almost every single match, they attack somebody.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Get their heat back.
Yeah.
What do you think of where they're going with Cena versus Wyatt's?
I don't know. But join the ride, though. Bray Wyatt's been killer promos.
Huge promos. Except Cena pulled his typical bullshit with the jokes and the stupid bad photoshops. I hate when he does that.
Yeah, what was that about again? What was he?
Oh, just typical Cena bullshit. Like,
it didn't even make sense, I thought. Like, what I remember, like, okay, do you remember what it was? Because help me out.
Yeah, like, was it Sister Abigail? And it was Bray Wyatt, like, with the inner curvatures or something like that. Then Bray Wyatt's mother, and it's Luke Harper, like, head on some old lady's body.
But yeah, it's so stupid because they didn't even look like girls. It was just so stupid.
Yeah.
I thought that was so dumb. But yeah, Bray Wyatt's been doing great work. I think what I want to see is Luke Harper break away from the singles. Not break away from the family, but just kind of elevated to a singles guy within the group too. Like, have his own storyline, right? But still be part of the family.
Bring in one more person of the family so he can tag with Roman so Harper can do his own thing.
Yeah, because his work rate has been fantastic. He's been putting on fantastic matches with all the top guys. Imagine like a Harper, Cesaro, Bryan triple threat or something. Like, I know that Harper doesn't deserve to be in that, but like just throwing it out there. Like, imagine that.
Little history. Harper and Cesaro had the first ever cage match in Chikara. They tore the fucking house down. That's when Brody Lee and Claudio were feuding.
Nice. That's a cool fact.
Yeah. That's my creator. That's my indie creator right there. What else has been going on in WWE? I'm really digging the Hornswoggle El Torito feud. I don't know why.
I finally saw the Hornswoggle in the 3MB gimmick, and it was good.
I like it. I actually like 3MB now. He's perfect with them.
It's perfect with it. Is it 4MB now or no?
3.5 MB.
Nice. Is it actually? No.
Yeah.
But no, it looks like he's lost some weight. Is that a possibility?
No, I think he's just not wearing a shirt.
So he always looked like he was fatter than that, I thought.
Yeah. And apparently, Torito and Hornswoggle have really been working on their matches together, so.
No, they look good. They're good. I remember hearing Hornswoggle, I think it was on Cole Cabana's podcast back in July, saying that he didn't want to ever work like a small man. He wanted to try to at least work like this. Obviously, he can't do the same things, but he didn't want to do the typical midget spots, I guess. Or I don't know if it's – I don't know what to say. But you know, the little people spots.
And with the Matadors in 3MB, there's a lot of hoopla they can always add to it to keep it fresh.
No, it's good. I like Slater. I like McIntyre.
They need to replace Jinder in 3MB.
Jinder just – maybe take off the head scarf. I don't know.
I don't know. And the 3MB defenders, because there are a lot of them on the internet, surprisingly, always come back with the don't hinder Jinder. That was funny once. It's not funny anymore. But yeah, so that's going. So now they need to bring back. They need to really create little Jimmy as a little black guy.
For R-Truth?
Yeah. So then you get three minis in the division.
Oh, nice. Did you read that online too?
No, that's my own thought. That's
your own thought. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good then, man. That's clever.
Actually, you know, I would mark the fuck out if Hornswoggle actually brought out the Cruiserweight title from underneath the actual ring, because that's where it's been all this time. Because he is the last Cruiserweight champion.
Hornswoggle was?
Hornswoggle. Ugh. Before they retired that title,
that's a travesty.
Won it, and it just disappeared.
Travesty. That's like we should call that pulling an Arquette.
Pulling an Arquette? Yeah. Well, they got enough talent in the division now. They could actually bring it back.
Destroying the prestige of a belt, pulling an Arquette.
Kofi needs something to do. Besides doing awesome spots like in that Battle Royal at Mania.
Yeah, still don't know what to do with Kofi. Something needs to change. Maybe his finishing move. Maybe a couple of his move sets. I don't know.
Give him a voodoo gimmick.
Possibly, gimmick change or something.
Like, imagine if he's like kind of like a Papa Shango, keeps the dreads, puts the paint on, and has like a cool entrance. That'd be cool.
I don't know. Something needs to change.
It's like my idea of turning Rey Mysterio heel. He's already the second biggest heel on the roster after that Royal Rumble and that match with Barrett after Mania.
Oh, well, he was that then, but obviously that's not sustainable.
Just to have him attack Sin Cara and just in a promo say, what would Eddie do? And there you go, that's your explanation. Have him rip Sin Cara's mask so actually they can actually change the mask so Hunico can start cutting promos because he actually speaks English, so maybe he'll get over.
Why would you need to have Mysterio heal again?
Something different. Have him be the little shit, because you want to get Sin Cara over. Like, the reason Sin Cara is not over, he doesn't have a guy to massive feud with. You need a writer to go with the Technico.
I think the mystique of Sin Cara is kind of gone, too, because wasn't the whole thing was because it was Mystico. Now that it's Hunico, doesn't anyone really care? No, no one really cares about Sin Cara. They're not gonna push it, but now they're gonna push Hunico to the moon. You're not gonna have Mysterio be a bad guy because he sells masks and he's still one of the top merchandise sellers.
And he would still sell masks and merchandise as a heel. It just might just freshen him up and let him talk more. Cause you also get like Mason Ryan, put a mask on him, have him be the bodyguard for Rey.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see Mason Ryan anywhere near him, and I don't want to see Rey Mysterio talk. I don't really want to see Rey Mysterio wrestle full time anymore. So, like, I think you're 0-5 on this idea of Bachelor.
I got
0-5.
Not all the ideas are good, but
Little Jimmy is good.
What else?
Little Jimmy, black midget.
I'm stoked to see this Adam Rose bus.
Yeah, this should be good.
Yeah.
They changed their music. Even though, now that it's been a few weeks, I can't remember how it was, so I'm already adapted to it.
I still want to switch back to World Goes Wild, but I don't know. As long as he has a million weirdos pile out of that bus every friggin' time he comes to the ring, he'll get over.
And he does the stage dive, the backwards stage dive.
That would be cool. That would be very cool.
Didn't he do that fall back and they caught him?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Imagine if that's they carry him to the ring and that's his entrance. That would be a bitch to make in WWE 2K15.
Well, unless they included themselves.
Yeah. What else is going on?
Yeah, what else is going on? The Usos are still tag champs?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to see a feud with them and a Rybacksel. Rybacksel's actually kind of growing on me the more they talk in the mic.
What have they been talking about?
Ryback's actually friggin' hilarious. Like, on their match on Monday, like, Ryback was just doing random facts. Like, his dad was a bartender when Axel's dad, Kurt Hennig, was in the AWA tagging with Scott Hall. And he served him a beer once. Yeah, that was actually on commentary this week.
Nice.
I think to put them over the edge, I think you might like this idea. I want Ryback and Axel to come out in a totally 80s wrestler's gimmick, like the Zubas, the Rivera jackets, the fanny packs. Just
That would be perfect. No, yeah, that's a good idea. Did you get that from the internet?
No, that's all me, man.
Okay, I like that.
Think of how fucking awesome that would be, and that's their entrance gear, just Zubas and Rivera jackets and fanny packs.
Yeah, like those jackets that they got from Japan or whatever.
Yeah, like, it has to be that outfit, that road warrior, brother, worker.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, that would push them right to the top.
Even Henning, get some charisma on Henning.
Yeah, Ryback has always been kind of charismatic. Like when he's on the mic at least, I always found him quite a little bit entertaining. Kind of a little, I don't know. He's got some charisma in there.
He's got jokes.
Yeah.
He's got some jokes.
Yeah, the big guy's got some jokes.
Looks like we're gonna see the end of the Brotherhood. That's pretty much run its course. We're gonna see Cody turn heel.
That's cool. I'll freshen that up a little bit. Cody needs to step away, so I'm cool with Cody turning heel. I'm cool with that.
I'd like to see Cody snap and go back to the mask, but paint it silver like Goldust face paint. That'd be cool.
No, I'm not with you on that. Why do you gotta like change everyone? Like, hey, okay.
Fresh him up.
You don't have to change everybody, Batch. Okay.
You gotta change everybody because Cena won't change at all. Gotta have balance. If someone's gonna stay the same, everybody else has to change. I don't know why.
Okay.
This is the news for the TNA. If we happen to watch it on that day, that's not likely though.
Eric Young, TNA champ, thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not really sure where they're going with TNA, so I don't really agree with that. I don't want to discredit obviously the hard work he's put into the business and everything.
Good for him, he actually got the big one, but really coincidental that it's when Daniel Bryan is now world champ.
See, that to me they're different. They're branded differently. Eric Young was always branded comedy, so it's different to me.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get that more serious side out of him now.
But you can't do that for 3 weeks and then give him the title.
Yeah.
Expect us to think that take him for real, right?
I think pay-per-view is this Sunday.
That's the issue with TNA. You never know when the fucking pay-per-view is because they're so fucking far apart. You have no idea. Since they switched it to the quarterly, I don't think I've known when one of them is. And I don't think I've tuned in live. I used to always want to tune in live. Now I don't even know when they are.
I don't know what TNA is doing. I know they're letting a lot of guys go. I know AJ's now gone. Bad Influence is gone for some dumb reason.
That's so stupid.
Well, they were the best things on freaking Impact.
Christopher Daniels, like Kazarian were so entertaining.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see maybe Bad Influence come back to PWG. That'd be awesome.
Well, they're going to have to make a little bit of money somehow.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great if they get the WWE gave them a chance, and it's a real possibility because they've been signing all the workers lately, so it's a possibility.
The only thing that's working against Daniels is his age.
Oh, it is, but look at your... I mean, he's old, introduced for the first time, I agree. But if you're bringing in guys like RVD, Goldust, it's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's wrestling.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
The Bo vignettes. What do you think of the Bo vignettes on Raw?
Pretty good.
Are you a believer?
Well, you know, they've definitely practiced their mic skills growing up, both of them. So I think he'll make it work. It seems like they're just trying to maybe infuse too much new talent right now.
Yeah, because this is almost like second generation of all Hunter's talent coming up from NXT now.
Who do we have in the last few months? We've had Rusev.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rusev's been owning.
Paige.
Rusev, Paige, Adam Rose.
We just said one in the, like, the, we started this.
Yes. Well, even if we look back, like Biggie Langston, The Shield.
No, I'm not talking that. I said last 3 months.
Oh, 3 months. Okay.
Yeah, we just – okay, so we get Adam Rose, Rusev, Paige.
Bo,
there we go. Yeah. Okay, and now you had – who failed recently? We had that – the
Xavier Woods.
Yeah, that's who I was talking about. Xavier Woods failed.
I don't think he failed. It's just they did what they needed to do, then they didn't have anything for him after that. Like,
well, if you don't have anything for you, you're failing.
He's going to be a jobber anyway, so.
Yeah, so who's – and you got Sami Zayn, Neville. You're going to have to fit these guys in real soon too.
I think the Ascension's going to be next.
Fuck the Ascension. No, I'm not a fan.
You don't like the Ascension?
No, I'd rather see Tyler Breeze.
Oh, Tyler Breeze is going to be freaking over. Emma, that's another one that's been brought up.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, Emma. So there's a lot of new talent recently, so maybe stagger it a little bit more. But it's going to be hard, especially when you have your Sami Callahan's, your
Callisto's,
Corey Graves. That's a lot of good talent coming up too. So, but no one on the big side. Enzo Amore, once he gets back in ring shape after his broken leg.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for Enzo to come back.
Best everyone on the mic. He's got mic skills, best of NXT, top five in WWE, behind Ambrose. You got to give it to Cena. Sorry.
I still love the idea of Enzo calling out Brock Lesnar for months on NXT. Soft Lesnar. And then the music hit and Enzo just pisses himself. That would be huge.
Imagine the F5 on Big Cass.
Oh, yeah. He takes both of them, Big Cass and Enzo, and does it to both of them.
Nice. Yeah, so you got a lot of new talent coming up. What else?
Looks like Drake Younger is going to sign report to Florida real soon because he just beat had his last match in CCW. He won Best of the Best this year.
Cool, man. So even more good workers. So I like what they're doing, signing good workers.
Change Drake's last name, but keep his first name Drake because that's who he is. He's Drake.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that it's sometimes up to the wrestlers. Like sometimes we always make fun of their new names, but sometimes what, like Daniel Bryan was William Regal and Daniel Bryan coming up with it, right? So it wasn't Vince McMahon. Yeah. I still hate Cassius Ohno. That was a stupid name.
That was a very stupid name.
I don't know who came up with that. Probably Chris Hero because he wanted to keep the KO or something like that.
Yeah, I think he did because I watched his shoot and he talked about that.
Yeah, so I didn't like that name. No, that's a stupid name.
Let's talk Total Divas.
Total Divas. I want to see a Beavers. Yeah, I said it. Total Divas review.
You were talk Total Divas, yeah. So, you watch it?
Hell no. I enjoy you explaining Total Divas to me. I get more enjoyment out of that.
Really? Okay.
Paint me a story, Zach.
Well, Total Divas, what's going on? Jimmy or Jay, I don't know the difference, is getting married to Trinity or Naomi. I think her name on the show is Naomi, but her name in real on the show is Trinity, which is her real name. She does a big butt smash thing.
Is that the one with the eye patch or the other one?
Eye patch, yeah. Eye patch. So they're getting married, but Rikishi doesn't like her because she's not Samoan or something, so he's not going to the wedding. The wedding's in Hawaii, and they get married. Guess who's there? 3MB.
Why is 3MB there? Are they the wedding band?
Well, I don't know how come you don't watch it. It's freaking amazing. Like, they show, like... You love wrestling. I don't know why you don't watch it.
Because
like,
John Cena's on it, and I can't stand John Cena.
And then Natty doesn't know what doggy style was or something.
Natty, I heard that. I saw the internet meme about that. And I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, it was probably just storyline, fake storyline to have something to talk about because they wanted to get sex. Her and Tyson Kidd got a sex therapist to come to the house. And the sex therapist was like, open up your front door and have sex. And sex right on the floor so everyone can see. And
that's not PG. On the network after midnight. That's a whole different show.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny. It's set up in situations. Eve Marie, the redhead, had some sort of uterus cervical thing, and she might not be able to have kids. And she got married to her fitness bodybuilding boyfriend, and her family didn't like it. So her family disowned her. So this was the time, the episode where her family got back together and they're all lovey-dovey again because she has her uterus is utering.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sounds painful.
Yeah.
But not as painful as watching her wrestle.
Oh, no. She's terrible. Terrible!
What do you think of, like, Paige's dominance?
I like the comment that she goes to the same tanning salon as Sheamus.
Yeah. I think the crowd doesn't know what to think of her because they're not used to good women's wrestling.
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. Or they don't know who she is, right?
Yeah, her finisher's awesome, though.
I do like her finisher. Does look legit.
Old school Bull Nakano.
Don't know what that is or who that is.
Bull Nakano, really famous female Japanese wrestler, like around the time of Medusa.
Oh, cool.
And back in the day when Medusa had the women's title, they used to wrestle, and that was Bull Nakano's finisher, was that Scorpion Lock.
Dope.
Professor, boom, dropping knowledge.
Dropping knowledge for you kids.
That's right.
Sergio.
Whoever listens.
No, just Sergio.
Oh, just Sergio. This show's just for Sergio. He should feel special.
Tiny Tights. AKA Just for Sergio Wrestling Chat between Batch and Zach.
Edition.
If you like the intro rap.
Word, yo. Turn my headphones up.
Well, can't hear my left ear. Can't hear my left ear.
You going to perform that at Coachella next year?
Oh, wish. And me and Tyler the Creator.
That's right. Coachella, yeah, that's a huge festival. I listen to a lot of Kevin and Bean, and they always talk about all the stuff at Coachella, but it just doesn't seem like my type of music.
Coachella and South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
I miss the big concerts that we used to get all the time.
Lollapalooza and shit like that.
Oh, man, I saw the Ramones at Lollapalooza. I saw Metallica. It was awesome.
That was pretty cool. You've seen the Ramones. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I can actually say I saw the Ramones.
Yeah.
I saw Nine Inch Nails. I saw Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm. So you watching any other shows? You watch Survivor?
What's been going on? I sometimes do, sometimes don't. What's been going on this season with Survivor? I think we talked a bit about it when it first started. It was Brains versus Brawn versus Beauty.
Yeah, so obviously they down now to a single tribe or... They've all merged together. It's an individual game now. There's a couple brain people left, or three brain people left, which is surprising because they were like down to three within the first few challenges, and then somehow they stuck together or stuck around. And there's a cop named Tony who was on the Brawn tribe. He's been kind of running the show, getting immunity idols and stuff like that, kind of making the decisions. So now we got it's pretty good. It's pretty entertaining season.
How many people are left?
Maybe six or seven or something. Five, six or seven. And then they just did a big blindside to one of the other big alpha male guys named CJ or TJ. Yeah, pretty crazy.
Nice.
Yeah, and then what have you been watching?
I've been watching a lot of stuff. I've started watching Veep because I heard really good things about that. Really funny show.
Veep?
Veep with Julie Louise Dreyfus as the vice president. They just renewed it for a fourth season, so. She's the vice president, but it's like a nice, it's a comedy, so it's like jokes. It's not like, it's kind of like the opposite of House of Cards. Like, House of Cards was more political intrigue and things like this, where this is the opposite, just the hypocrisy of politicians and things like that. So that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been getting really good after that Captain America movie, so that's actually finally worth watching.
Cool.
What else have I been watching? I'm watching a little bit of Legit. You should check out Legit. You actually might like Legit.
Okay.
It's a comedian with a Australian stand-up comedian, Jim Jefferies.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually lives with his best friend, who's like an alcoholic, is just going through a divorce. And his brother, who has cystic fibrosis, mm-hmm. but he's played by DJ Qualls.
Okay, yeah.
And it's funny as hell, because instead of like his brother like, with cystic fibrosis, because he can't move except for like he's in a wheelchair, he's paralyzed from the neck down.
Uh-huh.
So like the first episode of the series, he's in like a hospital bed, he's dying, things like that. They decided to take her to get him laid so he can die happy. So they actually take him to a brothel. Oh, it's such a funny show. Then they're getting him high and things like that. So he comes to live with Jim Jefferies and his brother. And really just funny show, and like very wrong a lot of times. What's his name? Cliff from Cheers, John Ratzenberger, plays the brother and the guy with cystic fibrosis, his dad. So it's cool seeing him in a comedy, in a TV show.
Yeah, he's still alive, wow.
Yeah. Who else am I watching? Finished up Black Sails for the season. That was good. Waiting for Banshee for another season. Have you started watching Banshee yet?
No.
Three episodes. Watch the first three episodes. And you'll get hooked. What the hell was that? What else have you been watching?
Oh, that's about it. I don't know. Been busy doing stuff.
I know you followed
Amazing Race. I like the Amazing Race.
Yeah?
Like,
Was it Rachel and Brendan from Big Brother on this season?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good. They're still on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought the Amazing Race was supposed to be fun. She's just so whiny.
Oh, she was. So wasn't whiny. I heard something like, didn't this season they had like three people finish at the same time in Los Angeles or something like that, and that never happens?
Well, yeah, it's been really competitive. It's the All-Stars, so it was within, at least the episode I remember, they had like people come to the mat like within bang 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 through like right at the same time, so pretty cool.
Yeah, usually it's like editing, like they want people to think, oh, they're right together, when it's like hours apart.
Yeah, maybe not hours, but they do. You do want to create some sense of drama. Mm-hmm. But, I understand that, but I actually read one of those like AMA Reddits about with a cameraman, and he says it's pretty like legit, like they hardly ever ask the guys to do retakes, and the cameramen just have to try to keep up, really.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's a little, I like when it's a little bit more legit, like adds a little legitimacy to it, so that's pretty cool.
Legitimacy?
Yeah, I just rolled with it. I snow-sold it and kept going.
That's right. Drinking beer for the working man. We never talk music. What have you been listening to?
Yeah.
Let's end on that.
I don't know. I'll just go to Goodwill and buy CDs.
Well, what's been a pleasant surprise? Because I'm.
I'll tell you one story. Then I'm gonna personally wrap myself up. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good story too. Okay, so I go to Goodwill the other day, and I'm looking through the CDs, and I see this one that says Bad Boys of Reggae, and the name is Inner Circle. So you might know who it is right now, but just let me tell my story. So if you know who it is, it might be not as funny. So he says, Bad Boys of Reggae. I'm like, I got to get this. If I don't get this, I'm going to miss out. Like, I'm going to miss out on some, like, funky reggae, ska, upbeat, upstroke. So I got it. And I also got Dimitri Martin, Important Things, season one for $3. Thought that was a pretty good deal.
Nice.
You know that guy, Dimitri Martin?
Yep.
Yeah.
Funny guy.
Yeah, it's a good show. $3 for the season one. So go to Goodwill, you get some good deals. So I got this inner Bad Boys of Reggae. I pop in the CD player in the car, and the first song is Ooh La 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 La, Ooh La 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 La. I lost the tune.
Dun, 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 dun. I know that song. I know the song you're talking about.
The Big Brown Eyes.
Yeah.
Ooh la 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 long. Ooh la 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 long long la long la long.
There you go.
And guess what? Like, I couldn't be happier. I was just rocking out.
It made you happy. That's all that
made me happy.
You are a Wu-Tang fan. Did you hear what Wu-Tang's doing with their one album?
I heard a Wu-Tang affiliated rapper cut off his own penis.
Oh, and then they said, nope, no, that's not us. They recorded a new album, but it's a limited edition of the actual one physical record. They made one record, and they're taking it around the world and have listening parties for it. And it's going to sell for millions and millions of dollars because that's it. Like, apparently when you go in, they search to make sure you have no listening devices, no recording devices or anything like that.
Well, that's neat.
And whoever buys it, they can do whatever they want with it, but there's like one copy of the record, and it's a new Wu-Tang album.
Well, that's a neat concept. Are they probably going to film it all too? And everything? That's good.
Probably. I just like the idea of like fancy listening parties for Wu-Tang, with all rich people in suits and.
Yeah, Mr. RZA, Mr. Jizza.
Yeah. Well, we should wrap it up. This has been another episode of the Tiny Tight Show. You can follow us on our email at tinytightshow@gmail.com.
You can follow us at our email.
Yeah.
Or you can send us an email.
Send us an email. Follow us on social media. What's our social media, Zach?
Tiny Tight Show. That's our Twitter. That's our Instagram.
Cool. So until next time, I am Mike Batchelor.
I'm Zach Selleck.
Tiny Tights. Aye.
Tights win fights.
Boom.